Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the last day before the weekend.
And the morning shift is kicking off your Friday live from Stone Mountain Golf Club for the Miracle for Mom Golf Tournament.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as the morning shift gets you all the action from today's tournament. It talks all things Atlanta sports with you.
Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka and Baron Burton's Key West Style Merry Mix.
The morning shift is on. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. Happy Friday to everybody. This is the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. We are not in the studios today. We are out at the Stone Mountain Golf Club for the Miracle Open, and we are so excited to be here for this event today. This is from the Miracle for Mom Foundation. And so what this nonprofit organization does is that they are dedicated to finding a cure for rare brain diseases. And we are just, you know, thrilled to be a part of it here today. So it's Golf for a Good Cause.
There's something beautiful about golf cars rolling before the sun comes up. You know what I mean? Like when you hear those golf carts, you know, being rolled around, we're right off the lake. We can see the top of Stone Mountain. So it's going to be a good day. Did have a little shower just a minute ago. But I think that weather's going to clear up throughout the day, and I hope so because I have a concert to go to tonight that I'm really excited about.
Hey, don't does mate for life?
Yes.
So you think does are husband and wife? Does walking around looking for food?
That's actually a good question. Do you really think those are acting like pigeons?
Those are doves because I learned that because my dog ate two.
Jeez.
Well, he ate one and murdered the other.
So he murdered a family.
In my backyard. It was my old dog. That's how
Rewind. So he ate one, but the other one was murdered.
Yes.
They're both murdered,
but like the other one was just like he ate one.
He wasn't hungry for the other one yet.
One of them he was just sport hunting, and
the other was leftovers.
I had gotten home. I let the dogs out in the backyard, and then I went back. I did. I got home. I picked up my dogs from where they were. And then I took them outside, and then I turned around, and I saw feathers sticking out of my lab's mouth. So I started screaming. And I screamed. He thought he was in trouble. He tried to run in with the bird feather. So the body is, as you can imagine, in fully in his mouth. The wings are spread. And he's trying to come inside. So I screamed even more.
Nature at its finest.
Then he chomped down and he ate it. And then I looked out of the corner of my eye and I saw some more movement. And I was like, well, what is this? It was another bird. And I'm thinking, why didn't this bird fly away? Why didn't it go away?
It was its husband.
And then he turned around and he snatched that bird up.
God.
My saint of a dog that I still have was just in shock as much as I was. So that bird, he just, you know, left, and then I had to get a shovel, and I had to bury. It was a lot. So, anyway, good morning.
What was Roman saying during those? Was he saying, Mom, are you seeing this? Are you kidding me right now? Look at this guy.
He came inside like, I don't know what's happening.
He's a savage.
Let's just say it was very savage. But good morning to you all out there.
Like,
happy Friday again. Great way to start off your morning with a bird.
You know, I learned that from Yellowstone, that doves mate for life. You can learn a lot from Yellowstone. It's a very educational TV show.
Two turtle doves. Anyways, man. Yeah, no, hopefully good weather out here to play a little golf today. Me and Bo are going to grip it and rip it once again out here on the golf course, get it in. And like I said, I think the weather's supposed to clear up throughout the day and be a nice evening heading into tonight.
Good, because I'm heading to Nashville later today, too.
Attaboy.
I got Supercross up there this weekend, so we always, me and my my buddy Gardner from college, we do it every year. We used to be easy because it used to be at Mercedes-Benz every year, and then it was at AMS, and they didn't even have it this year. They went to Birmingham and Nashville instead. So we go up there. It's cool, though. We get to go to Nash Vegas, bring out the boots, you know, maybe some we'll have the Jersey Mike outfit on tonight, walking in Kid
That's
Rock's
Montana
bar.
Montana Mike over there, Montana Mike.
But, yeah, hopefully this weather, we had a little shower, a little pop-up earlier, but I think it's supposed to clear out and be nice. Dude, it felt like middle of May yesterday. We had MGA last night, and I go up to the driving range before, and I'm just, like, up there, like, pouring sweat. I'm like, yeah. Whoa, when did it get so hot?
I did too, man. I built a swing set for my kids yesterday, and when I tell you that I'm sore, I was drenched, it was, like, July. So, yeah, you're right, man. Weather's turning. Good round of golf today.
I got fitted for a hat yesterday.
For a wedding hat?
A fancy hat. No. I'm doing an event at Fetch Park in Buckhead on Saturday. And so it's for a good cause and for Canine Companions. It's raising money for charity. It's a fashion show with the Buckhead Village.
So like a Kentucky Derby hat.
Yeah. Well,
like the women, the ones the women wear, like the big.
Like a Cam Newton
hat? You could kind of, it's all, no. I'd say put it more in the, it could be more in the Cam. The Cam range. It's not going to be as jazzy as.
Oh, you're going to like the Arby's spokesman.
Exactly. No, I was just about to say that.
No, you're missing the point. It goes with. I was dressed by a company, and then I got asked if I wanted to wear a hat from one of the lovely shops there at the Buckhead Village. And so.
Oh, wow. That's pricey.
So I got. Well. For me, no, I'm just kidding. But but no, I'm gonna wear this hat. So they fitted my giant head yesterday. I was very excited about this because it's not. You know, I wear ball caps that are, you know, big enough for my head.
Yeah, you've got
but
the
hat.
The lady that sends them to you, works in Atlanta.
Yes, but the hat. So shout out to BM Franklin and Company. They're down there. And so, yeah, I'm going to go pick up my hat today.
Nice.
Very excited about it.
Nice.
This is a whole ensemble. It's very
nice
spring.
Work. I'll have to make sure you post pictures.
Is it bright colored?
No, it's gonna be like a straw hat. But the inside lining's cool, and he's going to put light decorations on it because I showed him what I was wearing. For this event.
Can
so.
We get a...
I'm picturing Nick Saban right now.
What color are you wearing? Can you tell that?
I'm all neutral. Yeah, I can say. Yeah, I'm all neutral.
What does that mean? That means like, not yellow?
Neutral colors?
Yeah, what is that? Like gray?
Beige?
Like in the beige, white.
Gray? Black?
You know, black's also a neutral color, but okay. No, I'm not wearing any black.
Is navy blue neutral?
I don't... I'm not...
I'm wearing neutral colors
the fashions,
today.
But...
Right?
Oh, and I'll be with Bradley Pinion. So
oh,
he's
nice.
Going to be co-emceeing the event with me.
That's
so
big
that's
cool.
Falcons Puncher. So
when is that? Is that this weekend or next?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Well, why is he not coming on with us today? Bradley Pinion, you should call in. Let's talk about that.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he's probably not awake.
Why wouldn't he be? He's got a big day tomorrow. He's probably all anxious.
So, yeah. No, so it should be good. So shout out to D-Bass, too. We talk about David Bassett on the show. And also congratulations to him. He's a dad for the second time now. So
oh,
him
man.
And his
Did
wife.
He have it?
Yes, they had a little girl.
Well, she did.
Him and his wife, Allison. She, well.
Yeah, him and his pregnant wife, right, Mike?
Don't
they are
say
with
we?
Child, Bo. They are with child.
So now he's got one of each.
He has two, boy and a girl,
yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He actually followed the Mike Johnson plan, had the boy first and the girl.
Yeah, dude, you
oh,
won't
yeah,
see
I'm
him
sure
for
they
a few
really,
years.
I'm sure they really planned that.
You won't see him for a few years if they followed the Mike
yeah,
Johnson
plan. Yeah, him
and
his wife, plan. Allie. So,
anyhow.
Anyway, congratulations to them. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. So the Braves kick off a three-game series tonight against the defending World Series champion, the Texas Rangers. You have your eyes really glued to those doves.
Well, they do everything in unison.
I know.
I mean, it's like I took
swear
a step,
I thought you were going to say you have your
step.
Eyes glued to the pitching matchup tonight, and
no,
I was like,
I wanted to say that, but he's excited about this.
Look at
pair.
Him there. They're
take,
just...
You need to take a picture and then tweet it to your little fan base so we can keep talking about it. So they know what we're talking about.
They just on my little fan base.
Little fan base.
I did
the
put
nation
it on my
is...
on my grandma tag Tiff. I was
did
like,
read.
Yeah, she's gonna be so excited when she gets here.
I might
do.
I might share your story. Just to, you know.
I actually did have a eye on the
pitching matchup
as well as the Dubs that are walking in unison. Is even though they're spread out by 6 feet,
they're
walking in unison. It's amazing. You know, we got Chris Sell tonight versus Andrew Haney, and then you'll have Nathan Evaldi versus Morton on Saturday, and I guess Darius Vines is going to get another go at this because he's listed right now. I kind of expected Elder to be called up for Sunday, but Vines pitched great the other night. You know, I have no issue with Vines getting another start. He is going against a guy that Michael Lorenzen, who has only got 5 innings in, but he didn't give up anything in those 5 innings. But tonight is Haney versus Sell, and Mike Haney's a guy that really likes his four-seam. About 60% of the time he throws that four-seam fastball, mixes it in with a slider and a changeup. But, you know, not going to overpower you. I mean, his average speed on that four-seamer is only 91.
Yeah. I've noticed, too, one of the interesting things about this, he's a left-hander. Matt Olson's had some success in his career. So is Jerick Kelnick, both left-handed hitters. I do want to see, guys, and this will be kind of a topic of conversation, I think, throughout this 9-game homestand. I do want to see how Michael Harris continues to adjust to the two-hole. For whatever reason, and he seems to be a perfect two-hole hitter, but when you start looking at, you know, kind of the split between what he is when he's in the six hole as opposed to the two hole or anywhere else in the lineup, his numbers kind of fall off. And it doesn't make sense when you look at the protection he has up at the top of the order. When you look at some of the pitches he's getting, it seems like he would be a perfect two hole hitter, makes good contact. But for whatever reason, and he'll continue to hit there while Ozzie is out, he just hasn't had the success that you would think he would. So I'll be glued to that throughout the weekend, throughout the coming weeks. Like I said, 9-game homestand, so they'll be here for a while. If you want to get out to the Battery and check them out, hopefully it's some good warmer weather coming up. But
yeah,
it's going to be a fun series.
And they went 5-1 on that road trip. 5-1 on a road trip is pretty good. I mean, I know you dropped one of the Marlins, but 5-1 is pretty good. You know, Adolis Garcia has been the guy for the Rangers so far this season. He's obviously been a good player the last few years. He's already off to a good start with 5 homers. You know, he's got 18 RBIs. His own base percentage is up there, but he ain't touching Marc Swoll right now, who's got.
Attaboy, now you're learning.
Well, look, I'm gonna when the shoe fits, I'll go with it. And you know, 8 home runs already, 23 RBIs. I mean, unbelievable start. But look, Arcia is doing his part too. This is exactly, Tiffany, what we got last year during the regular season. If one guy goes down, another guy steps in. You know, remember last year, Travis d'Arnaud went down early. Sean Murphy stepped in that role. This year, it's been Little D picking up more of the bulk with Chadwick Tromp being mixed in. I think Tromp will probably go tonight because, I'm not mistaken, he's been catching Chris Sell so far this year.
It's a good call.
And then you've got Arcia, who is who's kind of – Ozzie got off to a good start, but Arcia has been slow and steady. And, you know, you pitched, you didn't pitch, but you've moved Guillorme in there to the spot, and he's rolled in that second base spot, so he'll be taking that spot for Ozzie and trying to steady the ship there.
I think it'll just be fun to continue to watch Orlando Arcia, too, because he is one of these guys that I don't want to say that he kind of played over his head at the beginning of last year, but career-wise, when you look at his entire career, he played better than that at the beginning of last year. Now he's kind of continued that trend. He fell off after the All-Star break, obviously an All-Star last year. He has kind of continued that trend of starting hot this year. And
yeah,
so now I'm wondering what the, you know, kind of long-term is for Orlando Arcia, and has he kind of developed a new floor? You know what I mean? So that'll be something to watch throughout the coming series as well, and just see if those guys can be on track. You won't get Maximum Freed this weekend, but he'll have that start coming off this series.
Well, I was going to ask you guys what you'd hope they accomplished in the 9-game homestand, but we will get back to the Braves later on in the show. Up next, we will go mock drafting because now we are, is it 6 days now away from the draft? And so Dane Brugler has his 7-round mock draft. Full mock draft is on the way. We'll discuss next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our coverage of the Miracle for Mom Golf Tournament continues with The Morning Shift.
Live from Stone Mountain Golf Club on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on The Morning Shift. That's right. We are out at Stone Mountain Golf Club for the Miracle Open for a great cause today, gentlemen.
Yeah, excited about it. We're going to tee it up here in just a little bit. Like I said earlier, seeing the golf carts driving around at night when they're getting everything kind of staged and ready together, it's always a good feeling when you show up to a golf tournament. So excited about it, man. Hopefully I can hit them straighter than I did on Monday when we teed it up. But nonetheless, we had a good time.
And nonetheless, like it was the week before, or on Monday, I guess, this is not a new week. The Miracle Open, as I mentioned before, is for a good cause. It is put on by the Miracle for Mom Foundation. And so the event raises money for families and organizations dedicated to curing and battling debilitating brain diseases. So
I will say, too, if you are headed over here for this golf tournament today, you won't have any trouble finding us. When I tell you we are a mere 5 feet from the front door of this joint. Definitely one of the more out front locations we've had at a golf tournament thus far in the year plus history of the show. We are front and center, to say the least.
This is the petting zoo. The doves have flown away, so but they did leave us presents.
They're like, bro, stop waking me up. Go away. You guys are talking too loud.
Are you right, Bo?
Yeah, I just miss my friends.
Yeah, I thought, you know. They touched your heart. You know, you saw the symbol of love today.
I just never seen two creatures walk in unison more than this.
He definitely texted Amy a minute ago.
She does.
Did you text your wife? Did you text your wife?
Amy a minute ago.
Hey,
sure.
Kind of, you know those future memes where he's like, hey, girl, you know, I saw these doves walking around, and so it made me think of the times that we spent together.
But we're still together.
Just loving them. I know.
Good morning. Just wanted you
She's
to
She's like, why are you speaking past tense? Are you never coming home from Nashville?
I just wanted you to know I'm thinking of you, babe.
These doves symbolize a
token of love.
This is one of those moments where I can say something funny and get myself in trouble. Say
with
something.
Me?
With my wife, because she'll happen just to be listening or go back and listen. I can say something sweet and then be like that guy, or I can just be like, so the draft's coming up Thursday.
Will she go back and listen?
She
depends on the day.
Somebody alerts her.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is she's a skimmer. She'll go back and she'll not listen to the same part every day. But she'll oh, I heard this. I'm like, wait, that was like at 6:12. How'd you hear that?
She listens to audiobooks at 3x speed.
I think she does. I think she just goes through. She's like, wait, what was that? Oh, gotcha. She's like,
so I hope pointers. She doesn't listen, but I want you to take a picture. Oh, I don't know if they'll come back. They probably won't come back. But if they do, I want you to take a picture and send it to her and say, thinking of you, girl.
I think you're giving him too much credit thinking he hasn't already done that. Like, I'm positive that he
no,
has
he's
probably
not that, he's
sent
not that
her.
Smooth. He's not that
he
smooth.
Probably is it. You think that's smooth?
I don't know. I'm not saying it's smooth, but I'm saying he's not that smooth, and that's not even smooth.
I'm shocked that you think that.
I put it in the humorous smooth
Tiffany,
category.
Can I ask you a legitimate question?
Fine. I haven't had coffee yet. I can't find coffee.
And I don't know where the status of this is because we haven't mentioned it for a month.
Are
but
you really going there?
But no, not, it has nothing to do with pastries or anything like that.
Oh.
But let's just say you had someone that you were talking to, right? You were texting, you're getting to
well,
know.
She had a date. She had a plus one.
I know, but that hasn't happened yet.
Talking to is a strong
but
verbiage.
They were messaging. And let's just say, let's just say things were going well. And then you got hit with the text that you just told me to send.
Great question.
How would you respond?
Great question.
If things are going well and you're already,
I mean, but you're only a couple weeks in, but things are going well, and
then that's hilarious. The dove thing's hilarious. If you're doing it in a joking way, that's funny.
What if he's not joking? What if he's like, hey, just saw these two doves and just wanted you to know I'm thinking of you today?
Yeah.
I would probably laugh and then be like, oh, were you being serious?
Or what if an ex sent it to you and said, this could have been us, but you tripping?
I would probably get a laugh. I would screenshot that and I would send it to my friends.
Could have been holding wings. But,
yeah. Well, I'm trying to get my computer unlocked so I can read this magical read that Dylan has sent to me, but it's frozen up on me.
Basically,
there we go. Joys of being out. On assignment. All right, here we go. We're getting to the mock draft, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for live coverage of round one from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds two and three. And on Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan are live for the final rounds.
What?
Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That's the 2024 NFL Draft live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world, people. On the Odyssey.
Not just the city, but the world, Tiff.
That read is technically inaccurate.
I saw your name wasn't there, and I was going to plug it in, but then I decided not to.
I should be produced. It should have me as producing on Thursday night as well.
You're not going to give yourself a microphone, though, I think.
So you get a taste of being
kind of
forefront by doing this show, and now you expect to have,
Look,
your name everywhere?
I come out of retirement every fall to produce, and I will do it again. Thursday night.
I don't think retirement's quite the word.
Yeah, that's not.
Hiatus, hibernation, something like
that's
that.
That's probably more fitting.
I put the producer hat over there in the retirement bucket.
Over there with the doves?
When I go in the Hall of Fame.
With the poo?
When I go in the Hall of Fame, will I wear a producer hat on my bust or a host hat? TBD.
I'm just not even going to touch that. All right, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic, Dane Brugler, put out his full 7-round mock draft earlier this week, and with the Falcons having the 8th overall pick, he has them selecting Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama. His reasoning, there is a good chance we see something this year that has happened just once. That was back in 2021 in the Super Bowl era. No defensive player selected in the first 7 picks of the draft. Now, if that comes to fruition, the Falcons will have their choice of the top defensive player on their board at number 8. And I don't think many people will be surprised if that is Turner. Why would it not just be, and I'm just, I guess, being sassy here. Like, why would you not just say, oh, the top 10? What is it? Top 7. No defensive player ever. I don't know. I guess there probably hasn't been one.
For comparison's sake to 2021, yes. I guess. Look, this is going to be, in my opinion, guys, this is going to be a draft of runs. I think you're going to see a run on quarterbacks and then a run on receivers. I honestly at this point have no idea what the Falcons will do at 8. The Falcons are in such a strange position in this draft because right after they're done, I think you're going to see a run on offensive tackles. The guy out of Penn State, Oregon State, obviously Joe Alt being at the top of that board, but I think you're going to see a heavy, heavy run on offensive linemen after the wide receivers. The Falcons are kind of in that point where you don't have to draft a quarterback. You obviously just got a new wide receiver core for all intents and purposes. And you have two pretty good offensive tackles that are under contract for the foreseeable future. So they're kind of in a spot where a defensive player just makes sense. But if they weren't to take one there, I think you would see another few picks go off the board before you even saw one.
Well, look, they could also be in the middle of a wide receiver run because that wide receiver run could be 1-2. It could be a trade, then 1-2. Oh, hold on a second. Joe Alt just went off the board randomly. And the Falcons could have a wide receiver sitting in their lap, and it could be Adunze or Neighbors, because I think we all kind of assume and agree that Maserati Marv will be the first one off the board. That being said, the Falcons could then, to your point, go Dallas Turner, and then that could kick off the run right after them of offensive tackles. The thing that I thought Brugler did a full mock draft. Full mock, 7 rounds, all 7 rounds. And the interesting thing to me, and I'll let Tiffany read the names, but to set her up, the first 3 picks the Falcons have, according to Dane Brugler, are going to be defense, which I think a lot of this fan base would love. Now, some of them might miss out on what we talked about a couple of days ago, that, Ladd McConkey in the second round, if that was a possibility. But I think the first 3 picks of the draft going defense – in positions of somewhat need would be big for the fans would love that.
So Brugler goes on, and as Bo was just getting to, with the 43rd overall pick, that would be in the second round, they select Mike Hall Jr., defensive tackle out of Ohio State. In the third round, Kamari Lassiter, the corner out of Georgia. And then in the third round, and this is the 79th overall pick via Jacksonville. So they acquired this pick from the Calvin Ridley trade. They're going to take Devontae Walker, the wide receiver out of North Carolina. And then with the fourth round pick, Delmar Glaze, offensive tackle out of Maryland. And then with the fifth round pick, Tyke Smith, safety out of Georgia. He also has them with the 187th overall pick, which is in the sixth round. Rasheen Ali, so running back out of Marshall. So
yeah, with the I'll start with the Mike Hall tip. He's a guy that is he's only about 6'2" to 6'3" in that range and 300 pounds only. Some people list him a little bit under 300, but. Though the mock-up or the read-up that I've seen of him, the research I've done, is he's a little bit of a slimmer build for that, longer arms. He actually played offensive line in high school. He's a really talented player that's been nagged with injuries. But some people, Mike, and I want to get your kind of take on this with him, is he's got real long arms. Some people feel like with that build that he has, he's not set up for the interior as much in certain schemes. And if you're running a true 3-4, you know, he's a guy that maybe could roll in that outside defensive tackle, so to speak, with,
right.
You know.
It's a four technique in football terms. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you want. That is made up of tweeners. Those are two gappers. And the reason you have bodies like that as two gappers at the four technique, and the spot I mean is you have a guy playing head up to an offensive tackle. And by two gap, what you're saying is basically he is responsible for the outside shoulder and the inside shoulder of the tackle and reading which way his helmet goes. And the good thing about having longer arms and a little bit more of a slender build is that you can shed the offensive tackle either way, and you can actually poke your head out, get separation from the offensive tackle, and read what's going on in the backfield. It's not always something you have when you have the shorter, stubbier version of defensive tackles on the interior. They're more of shoulder, rip and run kind of players, anchoring the point, taking on double team kind of guys. And so if you do have that head up four technique and Mike Hall is the way they go, I think he fits well. And honestly, I think that would be a hat tip to what you will see schematically from the defense. I think that leans more to the two gap, zero nose, style that you might see from this team moving forward. So that would be a little bit of an indicator for me.
A former five-stripe will be coming to town. We'll preview Atlanta United's matchup against Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati, on the other side on the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, golfers,
we're here to talk about golf.
Live from Stone Mountain Golf Club, it's the Morning Shift.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
This song does not put me in a good mood.
What?
What song is this?
Isn't this? Oh, wait. I thought this sounded like I only want to be with you.
Whoa. That's a bigger issue now. I thought that too.
Counting Crows, is that?
No, it's Hootie.
Hootie.
I'm taking that. You have now.
How does that not put you in a good mood?
I don't know. It just doesn't put me in a good
strikes.
Mood.
You have two strikes.
Don't come to me. I don't dislike Hootie and the Blowfish. I just don't like that song.
That first Hootie and the Blowfish album was iconic. Counting Crows.
Hootie and the Blowfish. And I said Counting Crows first.
That was Cracked Rear View, the one that only one to be with you on. That was the album.
Correct, rearview mirror. Yeah, I know.
There's no mirror to it. And then the follow-up one was Fairweather Johnson.
I have nothing.
Yeah, that one was nowhere near as good.
Tim McGraw either. Hey, Tim McGraw is jacked, man. He had those pictures of him wearing the Caitlin Clark jersey at his latest concert.
Well, he's in 1883, and Faith Hill is too.
I didn't know they were pumping weights in 1883.
Well, they heavy lifting.
I know heavy lifting. I know.
I mean, they were digging holes for posts. Better than some people that I know, but I don't want to take shots.
I'm so sore from digging.
I mean, Mike's over here like
my triceps
struggling.
Are on fire from post hole diggers.
Mike, poor Ryan Puglisi, he had the cane out earlier walking with it.
Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing, man.
That's what
I haven't been this sore since training camp.
Well, hopefully you don't overdo it trying to swing today.
That might be the saddest thing you've ever said.
Miracle Open. And the Miracle Open is an annual charity golf tournament put on by the Miracle for Mom Foundation. It raises money for families and organizations dedicated to curing and battling debilitating brain diseases. So you guys will be out here taking your best shot.
That's a good way to put it, taking our best shot.
Trying to play in this
I don't know that anyone would be good, but it will be our best.
Yeah. Best shot. That's, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, Lanny and I is going to try to take their best shot. They are going to play host to former five-stripe Miles Robinson and FC Cincinnati tomorrow. So Saturday's matchup, it's going to feature two, we know this already, of the best defenses in terms of goals allowed, as both Atlanta and Cincinnati are tied for the league lead with only 7 goals conceded so far this season.
Yeah, we need to see if United can get back into their winning ways at home after, pulling up 2-0 last week and then conceding a couple goals there at the end of the game and not getting those 3 points that you're used to United getting at home. And you will, like you said, see the return of Miles Robinson. You will not see the return of Yorgos Yakamakis or Jamal Tiare. Both those strikers will be out, and that continues to be a pain for this team. So hopefully they can get back on it. But Yakamakis hasn't played in a couple weeks, guys. My son has been to 2 United games, and both of them, he saw Yakamakis go down with injuries be out for some time. I'm like, dude, you can't go back now. Can't go back to the game. Obviously, it's you.
Well, look, this United's got one of the best offenses in the MLS, and they're going against one of the better defenses. And you talked about Miles Robinson, kind of at a homecoming. He's one of the better defenders in the MLS. So let's hope they can get – they've been really good at home. That's why the result against the Union was a little bit shocking that they couldn't hold on to that, but they just got to be better when they get those opportunities, even more clinical in front of the net. And with Cincinnati being as good, it's going to be at a premium, especially without. To me, I think it's Almada and Yakamakis and everybody else. And without Yakamakis, you worry a little bit.
It is interesting to me to see what style of offensive play they'll go with. It seemed to me like last weekend they leaned more on Brooks Lennon out wide and kind of playing from the edges. And he's been nothing short of elite at putting balls in the box. And obviously you saw Diaz with that header and puts that home. So he has that ability as well. So I'll be interested to see what style of play they go with. Yakamakis, obviously, getting behind the defense, straight on kind of attacker, can head it home as well and has had success with that. But it seemed like to me that last week it was like, all right, Brooks, let that thing go eat, play out wide and play our style. And I think they'll continue to do that tomorrow.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
All right, so I found this on the interwebs.
Uh-oh.
And I felt like it might be a good, good enough for a conversation. So a mother is defending asking guests at her daughter's birthday to bring $5 for their backyard renovation in lieu of gifts. So she's a mom of two.
Okay, I have a question.
And she wants to do things differently for her second baby's first birthday party. And so everyone, she was asking them just to bring in $5. She said, I specifically very clearly put imitations. I think that means to say limitations. Please do not bring gifts. And she tried to defend herself on TikTok. And she,
I'm sure that went
tried
well.
To, it clearly didn't. This is now on People, which is where I'm reading this from. She said, if you feel inclined to bring something, consider $5. Because we're trying to remodel or redo our backyard. It's a train wreck.
First of all, who brings $5 anywhere? Hey, here's my Venmo account. How about
that's
that?
What we're
Let's step into the, you know.
Well, I'm sure that means like Venmo us, don't show up with cash unless they're going to do this through, you know, you may have some people, some contract workers, maybe you only want to take the cash. Maybe you ask people to bring cash only.
And you said this is a birthday party.
This was a birthday party for her child. And she said instead of, I don't know where the birthday party was taking place.
That's my next question. Is.
I don't know if it was at their house. It probably wasn't at their house because she said their backyard's a train
wreck. Well, I was going to say, what if she already redid the backyard for the party? And she was like, I built a swing set so that they could all have fun.
So now she, oh, but she didn't say that. That's
no.
not, that's not, that's
this
not
reminds
the
me,
trying to give her the benefit of the
this
doubt.
This reminds me of when, like, Alyssa Milano put a GoFundMe to have her kid go to his Little League baseball game.
And hold on, roasted. Hold
on. Oh, and the best part, she's at the Super Bowl with whole family in regular tickets. So this is what this reminds me of. You know what? I would tell this woman to go kick rocks. I would show up at the party with a outlandish gift for her child.
So
that's what I would do.
She was trying to say that her little girl needs nothing from guests, but if you do feel inclined to bring something, bring $5.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And contribute to our backyard fund. So I just...
I had my daughter's second birthday last weekend, and it was a your presence is our present kind of thing.
You were at a pavilion, right? You guys rented
right.
out.
We were
from...
at a park, and so yes. It was like next to a playground, and the kids had a blast. I mean, my daughter lasted an hour and 15 minutes before she started losing her mind, right after we blew out the candles for her because she had no idea what was going on. And at no point did I think, man, I wish they would donate to my backyard swing set that
so
I'm building right now.
Let me play on the other side of this.
I was trying to, but I had nothing.
Let me just ask. So if you were going to bring a gift to this kid's party, it would probably cost you what? I don't even know how old this child is.
If it's a two-year-old, you can spend $5 and get plenty.
Well, I'm buying
her. $5 gift, could you buy a two-year-old that they won't choke on?
Go to a Dollar Tree and buy a bubble blower or something. I mean, it's fine. Like,
No, I'm buying her the Barbie little Jeep to ride around, and I'm
okay,
showing up
so
with that
if you're
out
doing...
of spite for
no,
this
not.
Mother.
First
okay,
one,
we're not talking about being spiteful. I'm saying it's a lot of money.
Yeah, never mind.
And so I'm saying if you were going to feel inclined to buy a nice gift to spend $50, then wouldn't it be better for you just to say, hey, thanks. I think her name is Rachel. Hey, Rach, here's $5 for your backyard reno.
Tiff, to your point, I go to birthday parties all the time, and it's just something when you have toddlers, like your toddler is constantly going to a birthday party, and I would say that they are split down the middle of whether or not we bring presents or not. A lot of the parents are like, dude, the grandparents will bring presents every time they show up to see my kids. And so I'm like, the last thing they need is more stuff. As a matter of fact, I brought it to my wife. I said, you know what we're going to start doing for their birthdays? We're going to make it's going to be called Donation Day. And we're just going to walk in and be like, hey, it's your birthday. You got to give up 3 gifts. We're taking them to Goodwill. We're taking, because they do nothing but get gifts. They don't even realize it's a different day. They don't even know anything's different.
I'm tired of swag bags. I don't need any more stuff. Anything I get.
Says the girl who just got fitted for a hat this week.
Well, that's different. That's a hat. I'm talking about when you're getting a gift or, you know, you're getting T-shirts and tote bags and all that. I don't need that stuff. You know how many tote bags I've been given?
You know,
tote bags make me angry. They make me angry.
One of my biggest regrets, Tiff, is that I went to the ESPYs when I just got out of college, and I turned down the swag bag at the ESPYs.
What?
Because they were going to send me a tax bill for like $6,000. They were going to send me a tax bill for like $6,000. And I was like, dude, I don't even know what's in the bag. Like, how cool could it be?
Well, you could have sold it for more maybe on eBay.
But did I want to mess with that? I just said, no, thanks. I don't want it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken it. I would have done
because
the same thing.
Because I think
most
of the stuff they were giving away was like spa treatment in L.A. And like, you know, all this stuff. I was like, dude, I don't need any of this stuff. Like, are you kidding me? I definitely don't want the tax bill.
I don't want a tax bill.
Now I'm like, man, I wonder what was in that thing. You know what I mean? It could have been all kinds of things. It could have been a free set of golf clubs for all I know.
Well,
I don't know.
Didn't you – there's somebody there that was there that day that you got to know.
So they actually call you about it beforehand. It was either before or after, and they're like, hey, do you want the swag?
Well, I would have asked what was in it. I would have asked what
was in
it.
They asked you beforehand?
I said, why would I turn it down? And the lady goes, well, you have to pay taxes. We need your tax information. I was like,
You should have said, what's in it?
I was like, no, thanks. I'm good.
That's where I'd been like, well, is it worth it? What's in it? See, I got all kinds of questions. I'm so cheap that I got questions. I want something free, but also don't want to pay.
Hey, I think I might have found someone that might be able to get me coffee. I'm going to just leave you guys.
Well, you know what? Then I'll do the due diligence of telling you that we are live at the Miracle Open, brought to you by Tito's Vodka and the W Sauce's Bloody Mary mix. So, Tiffany, I guess we're going to do a little mocking.
Yes, yes. Next? I'm sorry. I really got distracted because I was like, that man looks like he knows where the coffee is. Wait, don't go
He's
away.
He's a jovial morning person.
Yes, we will get back to Dayton Brugler's
seven round
mock draft.
And there could be a dog in there.
I thought you were going to bark. We'll be right back here on the morning show.
I don't want to scare the doves.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.